Well, Vicky Ryan, you'll be taking five of your stable tenants up to the Tote Racing Centre in Launceston on Sunday, and all seem to have good chances of the experienced runners. And you've got a couple of first starters in two-year-olds, Bell Price and Our Aristotle, in race three, the alpha two-year-old maiden. First of all, what can you tell us about Our Aristotle?
Our Aristotle, she's a nice, well-put-together filly, arrived here, had very basic education. She's since had a jump out in two trials, so she's quite forward. The track's very wet, she may just need it, but she's working well.
All right, and Belle Price, extremely well bred by Bella Spree, out of a very good quality mare.
Yep, she's a lovely filly. She's actually come to hand and looks like she will be quite a promising filly, but obviously until we take her to the races and give her a day out, we're just getting a little bit. But she's really improved the last week or two with a few gallops to tighten her up.
Well, she trialled, and she won her trial, albeit narrowly, but she did win her trial against one that she'll meet first up at Cheerful GG. That's encouraging.
Yeah, that is. And the best part about that trial was she was doing her best work late.
Okay. All right. Out of the two, who would you suggest might be the better winning chance on debut?
I would have said 2 weeks ago Our Aristotle, but the way Belle Price is trained on, I now think she's probably the better chance.
Okay. Over to race seven, the Coolum Black Class 1, and you've got Weesay going around. A very good first up second, and it didn't have a lot of things go its way last start.
No, nothing went her way last start. Three deep outside the leader. I wasn't very happy. Everyone wanted to go forward, including her, which wasn't ideal. She's drawn one. She'll be ridden in behind the speed, and I think she'll be hard to beat.
52 kilos will help, two below the minimum with the claim for 20.
That'd be great. She's a strong mare, but no weight helps any horse, doesn't it?
Okay. In the last race, you had three entered. You've scratched Esprit's son, and you've got two going around in Legoski's Daughter and Mighty Tricky, which is first up. Legoski's Daughter, she's had two runs back this prep. She was an exciting prospect last preparation. She's taking a bit longer to come to hand than you might have thought.
Yeah, last two runs I've been, pretty disappointed, but I'm also thinking change of environment. I've backed off for the last couple of weeks because she may just, be a horse that doesn't take a lot of work at all, and down at the beach here you've got to be careful you don't overwork horses. So she's had quite a good freshen up this week or last couple of weeks, and she'll be ridden quite positively from the gates because I'd rather she was forward in the race. She's been back the last two runs.
Okay, and Mighty Tricky, what can we expect first up?
Oh, he's just a mudlark. So we're trying to hopefully have him ready when the bottomless races come, which would have been at Hobart this week, but anyway, we've transferred. So we're now at a stage where he's had two or three trials. He's trialling well. He's working well. He's an old horse that hasn't raced for 12 months, so could perhaps find it a bit tough the last bit.
All right. The five you're taking up, who would you rate as your best winning chance?
I would say Weesay.
Okay. Thanks, Vicky. All the best on Sunday at Launceston.
Thank you, Peter. Bye-bye.